Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has announced the government will scrap around 500 so-called nuisance tariffs on a range of goods, including washing machines, shoes, and tampons. A nuisance tariff is a tax so low it costs more for the government to collect it than the revenue it generates. Pressure is mounting on the Victorian government to implement pill testing. After a man died and two more were hospitalised due to suspected drug overdoses at a weekend music festival in Victoria. Victorian Greens drug harm reduction spokesman Ave Pugliali says the government cannot afford to delay pill testing any longer.
The advice is clear, and it has been for years now, both internationally and here at home. Pill testing saves lives. We know that we can prevent this senseless loss of life, senseless harm that is facing young Victorians. But to do that, we need to get pill testing up and running. We need it at our music festivals as a matter of priority.
Southwest Victoria is on alert for extreme fire danger as the heat wave continues to scorch the southeast of Australia. The Country Fire Authority warns residents in the Southwest Fire District should activate their bushfire survival plans and monitor news for updates. Cooler conditions are expected from the west during the late afternoon and evening. A driver who crashed on a remote highway in Queensland has been rescued after his smartphone sensed the accident and auto-dialed emergency services. The man, aged in his 20s, crashed his ute in Queensland's Maranoa region at about 5:15 in the morning. The man's phone detected the incident and called 000, notifying emergency services of his location. The man has suffered a head injury and was airlifted to Roma Hospital after being treated by paramedics at the scene. Voters in the Sydney seat of Cook will head to the polls on the 13th of April in a by-election to choose Scott Morrison's replacement. The by-election was triggered by the former Prime Minister's resignation from Parliament after a 16-year career. People in the southern Sydney seat will have until March 18 to finalise their details on the electoral roll. The President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has hit back at Pope Francis after the Catholic leader made comments encouraging Ukraine to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. Ukraine and its allies have criticised the Pope for saying Kyiv should have the courage of the white flag, a statement many interpreted as a call on the country to surrender. The Israeli government says news it's threatening holy sites like the Al-Aqsa Mosque during the Muslim month of fasting and reflection is false. Police say they will secure the area in order to ensure a peaceful Ramadan. They have arrested 20 people they suspect of inciting terrorism so far. At least 19 people have been killed and 7 others are missing after torrential rains triggered flash floods and a landslide on Indonesia's Sumatra Island. Tons of mud, rocks and uprooted trees rolled down a mountain late on Friday, reaching a river that burst its banks and tore through mountainside villages in the West Sumatra province. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.